Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome back to the City Confessions, and remind me to never do that again. I can't believe we are starting season 4. It's literally insane. This is the 65th episode. I'm clearly in a good mood, and I just want to use this episode to give you guys an update on how I'm doing, what I'm feeling, what the past month has been for me, and then what you can expect for the rest of the season. So just to backtrack, it's a little bit crazy how I made the decision to take July off just to have it off. I always split the year to two seasons, and then I take a little break, one for mental health, and two, just to, you know, recollect my thoughts in terms of what do I want to bring for the next season, brainstorming in terms of my guests, and of course, schedule that in as well. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram or read my blog, which is totally fine, but you should, I had a pretty rough July month, and I will say it's probably one of the most difficult months that I've personally experienced. And for 2020 specifically, it definitely ties with March just being super difficult, because I remember in the beginning of March when this whole pandemic happened, I was not in a good place. I'm sure a lot of us were going through the same confusion and anxiety, but this month definitely, well, this past month was not easy in any means. Basically, I lost a close friend of mine, and it was unexpected, and I'm just like still in disbelief and lost for words. He was very special to me, and we had a very unique relationship. He was a great friend. He lived close by to me. And long story short, I knew that he was sick because he told me, but I didn't know the severity of his sickness. When I found out, and this was the weekend of July 4th, it really hit me hard. I know that we all go through grief and loss differently, but I'm the type of person that I feel everything instantly and at once. Sometimes people take time to process the news, but there is no processing for me. Once I hear something, my brain triggers these signals to my body and I react instantly. And it was something else. I will say I'm thankful that I haven't had too many losses in my life. Before that, I lost my grandpa 2 years ago, I believe. But that's due to old age, and that's something that is expected. We all know that we are going to die one day, and if you've lived a really long life, which my grandpa did, then you know, I handled it more like well, that's life. But I do remember when I was in Hong Kong and I saw his body, it hit me really, really hard, and I was just like a mess. So I don't handle loss well, and I'm sure none of us do. So that's the only other scenario that I could relate to, but this is definitely different because one, is it's a friend, two, he was young, and three, it was just unexpected. And I don't know if you guys, are current listeners or new listeners, but one of my biggest reveal in my podcast journey has been my open heart surgery. And if you haven't heard that episode, definitely go check it out. It's called My Biggest Confession. I'm actually looking at my computer right now to find out what episode that was so I can reference that for you guys. It's episode 42, and I released it December 30th, 2019 to close out 2019. From the outside, looking healthy is not the same as being healthy. Health can be deceiving. And this is just like a PSA to just get checked up, and knowing what we're going through right now in the world, it's better to be safe than sorry. And another reminder I want to send out is I don't think we take time to tell our loved ones and family and friends how much they mean to us. You don't need to get all, you know, dark, but I think it's important to just give out more compliments and tell people how much they mean to you. When I found out the news of my friend's passing, I honestly sent messages to all my friends, which I normally do anyways because I value relationships, but just tell people that you miss them and that you love them. And if there's, if you are in an argument with somebody who means a lot to you, or there's just, I don't know, maybe there's a grudge that you have, something you want to get off your chest to people that, again, are special to you, just, I would say, let go of that ego, take down your pride, be the bigger person, because a life isn't guaranteed. And I'm not trying to be, you know, in a down, put you guys down or anything, but this is the reality check. If you've never experienced loss, it's so hard to process, and it's easy to hear people say, you know, how precious life is, but until you personally go through that, that's when you realize it. Because I will admit, prior to losing my friend, I would see posts every now and then, you know, through social media, how somebody lost this person, somebody, you know, this was an unexpected death, and you definitely sympathize with them, but you can't empathize with them if you haven't gone through it. And now I know what it feels like, and it's serious. It's, I don't know, I'm definitely at a better place. Not to say that I'm over it, because I'll never be over it. The first week after the passing, it was very difficult for me. I was home alone. I honestly cried every single day. I increased my meditation from one session to three sessions, morning, afternoon, and night. And at least one of those sessions was very emotional. And there was one day where I just was in bed and I felt like I was a little depressed. And to make matters worse, or not, I'm not sure. I was also playing sad music. I don't know if you guys can relate or do the same thing. But you know when you're happy, you play like your happy playlist, and then when you're feeling, I don't know, just like sad, you're like, let me indulge myself into sad music. So that's what I did. And yeah, looking back, I wouldn't handle it differently because I was being authentic to my feelings. And I needed that week. I needed to grieve. Afterwards, I felt better. And I think the main reason why I felt better was because my friend is like the total opposite of somebody who mopes around. He was full of light and just, I don't know, definitely a character. And I, every time I think of him, Marco, every time I think of Marco, I just smile. And he had such a great personality and jokes and the sense of humor that I've never encountered before. And those memories of him, I just think about it and it puts me in a good mood. You know, I don't need to be sad about it because I'm so happy that I was lucky enough to be blessed by his presence. And having that mindset has allowed me to get out of that dark place, and I'm in a better place because I know time helps with wounds. And yeah, I just know that he wouldn't want me to be sad. So I wanted to cover that first because that was a huge part of my July month and a huge life update. Reflecting back on that week, I also want to mention that when I was in that grieving phase, I didn't feel good. I wasn't my best self. And prior to that week, I was already experiencing anxiety. I spoke about this before in my last episode, actually closing out season 3. And I don't know why this is, but when I'm in that mood or that phase, I feel like everything else resurfaces. And that's exactly what happened to me. So when I was speaking about, you know, being that in bed that one day and I was really sad and just felt like I was depressed, all these other issues that were not related to the grief decided to pay a visit. And I was like, what is going on? I started to think about, again, anxiety. I was thinking about past struggles or experiences that had happened to me. And I was like, wait, did this happen to me? Because why am I remembering it now? And it's interesting because I did read an article about memories and experiences. And it's very interesting how the mind works. Sometimes you actually create your own memories, and those memories are not necessarily reality. So what do I mean by that? Let's say you're growing up and you encountered a visit or a play date with your cousin, and you remember it one way. And you tell yourself that, you know, you just tell yourself what your reality was at that time. And then when you grow up, that memory is what you told yourself. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that equals what actually happened. So sometimes we want things to happen to us or we don't want things to happen to us. But those are the stories that we tell ourselves, which then becomes what we believe in. So to say that everything that you remember is not necessarily what is the truth, if that makes sense. I hope you guys are following me. So it was, and then sometimes, as you know, you can choose to remember certain things and you choose not to remember certain things. But the strength or the power, I'm struggling to find the right word about life and our mind is that, and our subconscious is that these things, you can brush it under the rug, but it's still there and you might not remember it, but sometimes it just shows up. So that whole analogy, I know I kind of went, I sidetracked a little bit, but bringing it back to what happened to me, I started to think about instances that I have paid no mind to, and they just all like lined up, and it was scary because in that moment I was like, wow, your girl has issues. And I think we all do. And saying all of that, I finally took everything that I felt, and I was like, okay, this is how I'm feeling, honoring it because these feelings are valid, but what can I do about it? Let me, explore therapy. So I had my first session last week, and you guys, well, I don't know when you guys are listening to this, but today is actually August 1st, and this episode is airing August 3rd. So I will have my second session with my therapist when this podcast launches on Monday. And yeah, so let's dive into my therapy experience. Definitely not really what I expected. I have several friends who have been to therapy and are going to therapy, and they always said that, oh, it's such a lightning moment. It's very revealing. You're raw. You're just being completely vulnerable. And some of them have said that they cry and it's really emotional. So that's what I was expecting, even though I shouldn't have, because every person's experience and journey with therapy is different and it's unique. And of course, it was my first session, but for some reason, given everything that I'd gone through last month, I thought those feelings that were brewing in me would just come out, and that definitely wasn't the case. I felt like I went in, I don't want to say happy, but in a bubbly mood, as I usually am. So I told my therapist what I was going through with the loss and the grief and my anxiety, and also some past issues, and I spoke about family and values and just, again, all the issues. And she didn't do much talking, and I know that therapists aren't really supposed to do that. They're supposed to listen. She was taking notes, and I was like, oh my god, what is she writing down? But that was basically the gist of it. It was almost like an interview. And she did ask me a few questions, but not necessarily. I think from movies or just my own expectations were that when you say something, I feel like they sometimes piggyback off of what you say and ask follow-up questions like, oh, so how does that make you feel? Or why do you think that is? And she didn't ask me any of that. But again, it was the first session and it was only 45 minutes. So what can I, you know, what do I expect? I am giving it obviously another go, like I said, this afternoon when you guys are listening. And then I think it's important to find a therapist that clicks with you, that you vibe with, because it's just like a relationship. So I do like her and I think she's great, but I need to see for myself if she's the right therapist for me. So I will keep you guys updated on that. It was interesting, but I think given what's happening in the world, everybody should try it. If you have it in your means to do so, I highly encourage it. And one confession, because we all know this is the City Confessions, a confession I have is that I definitely have been a hypocrite, because I know that for years I've been advocating for mental health, self-care, therapy. But did your girl ever go to therapy before preaching about it? Nope. And I know it's bad, but I'm going to therapy now, so it's fine. I just remember thinking to myself, I knew that therapy would always be in the cards for me. My main issue was starting that search, because I was very well aware that it would be a process. It wasn't, and I'm also, again, I'm all about vibes. Even with dating, even with friends, any situation that I go, that I come across, I feel the vibe. And I just thought to myself, okay, if I'm actually going to do therapy, I need to, one, prioritize it and make it like commit myself to it. And I just never did that first step. I never did the research. And then until I went through what I went through, I finally said, you know what, girl, you need to go to therapy. You need to put all these emotions to something good. And that's what I'm doing. So I feel like I'm not a fraud now. I can connect my actions to my values. So yes, forgive me for doing that. But therapy is just great in a sense that I love talking to my friends about my problems, but there's something therapeutic. Now that word is just, I'm just like throwing it out there because I can't think of another better word, but I think it's refreshing to talk to a third party who is licensed in that field and who can work with you through problems, because every problem has a solution, you know? As we close out this solo episode, I will reveal another bonus confession, and that is I am running my body to the ground. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, well, I don't know if it's a lot of people, but for me, there's things that I believe in, that I truly believe in, and those things I love, I'm super passionate about, I talk about it, but for some reason, I don't take my own advice. I'm always telling people, listen to your body, carve out time to put yourself first, and I don't do any of that. I need to slow down, because I've been working out a lot. I always work out, but my intensity for my workouts have been dramatically increased due to the pandemic and because my gym recently, July it opened, and that to me was heaven. I was like, I enjoyed home workouts, but I needed to just, you know, increase that intensity. So I've been working out a lot. And then on top of that, I was doing my 10,000 daily steps just to get out of the apartment. But I'm a all or nothing type of girl. So when I start something and I was doing the 10,000 steps a day, if there was a day that I didn't feel like walking or the weather was bad, I would still force myself to go out and to do that in addition to my training. That was just double the workout. That's the physical aspect. And the mental aspect and the emotional aspect, when you are stressed out, that adds up. And I feel like for July, I was just go, 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 even though there wasn't much happening in my life. And I can tell that my body is telling me, listen, you need to reset, put a pause, and really take care of yourself. So that's something that I need to learn, and that's my priority for August, just because I can feel my body not giving up but giving in. And that's usually when injuries happen, when you're not performing your best. And yeah, I just think like I'm always preaching about taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, and I'm not doing that. So this is a reminder to myself to just slow down, and that's my confession. So we are basically done with this episode. I'm just so excited for season 4. So what can you expect? You can expect to have amazing guests, people that I'm really putting priority to the best guests for you guys. When I look back at everybody that I've had, I'm so proud of everybody who has come on, and I think each episode holds itself, which is something that I'm happy about. And if I can put all the guests on this board, I guess you can say, I'm actually so proud that I've selected people who come from different backgrounds, and they're so diverse and different ages, different industries, different personalities, different stories. And it makes me so happy, and that's something that I want to continue. I also want to shed light on guests that, I always shed light on guests that are doing amazing things, but also just things that may be relevant to the world, and I can utilize this platform to give value and recognition and awareness to what they're doing. So that's something that I'm really, really excited about. And if you guys have any recommendations on who I should bring on, or if you want to bring on, if you want to be on my podcast, feel free to email me at thecityconfessions@gmail.com. All the information is also listed in the description. So with all that being said, thank you so much for listening to this episode and tuning in. I appreciate you guys so much, sending you positive vibes. And I don't know if it's virtual hugs, but stay tuned for my next episode. It will be next week. And we're going to invite my first guest. I can't reveal who it is yet, but I already know who it is. So, yes. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a bit, you know, everywhere, because your girl is a little rusty. But don't worry, she'll get back. And yeah, hope you guys are doing well. Sending you love, and see you in the next episode. Bye.